And the final coach on today's teleconference is Michigan's Carroll Hutchins. The Wolverines, who are 16th in the latest NCAA RPI, earned their 21st Big Ten championship and 11th in 12 seasons last weekend. They'll enter this weekend's Big Ten tournament with a 40-11 record, following a 22-1 mark in Big Ten play. Michigan is the number one seed for the Big Ten tournament and has won 28 of its last 29 games. The Wolverines will have a bye into Friday's quarterfinal round as they take on the winner of the game between 8-seeded Nebraska and number 9-seed Illinois at approximately 1:30 p.m. Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could, open with a quick statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Well, hello, everybody. We appreciate your time as well. And, you know, I told our kids the other day, the reason we do everything we do all year, it's to get to the postseason. I think the greatest thing about postseason play is regardless of what's gone on all year, your team becomes one big selfless amoeba. So everybody just playing together. So we're looking forward to it. We're really looking forward to going to Bloomington. I know they'll do a first-class job down there. And, you know, we're excited to represent the Big Ten, but you can't say enough about how great our conference has been this year. And we have three teams in the top 20 RPI. I think at least a couple teams that are really looking very promising to get to host. And, you know, I think we've made some great strides. It's credit to all the coaches in the conference. So we expect a really tough tournament. And the most important thing is that we just come in and do what we do, which is play together. So we're excited to come.
Thank you, Coach. Let's take some questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. And your first question is from Akul Vijay, Michigan Daily.
Hey, Coach. Just a quick question about the last couple of years' teams where you've made it to the Big Ten tournament fairly high-seeded and lost in the first round. What's the difference between the teams over the last 2 years and the team this year?
Well, we haven't gone this year, so we don't know what that story is going to look like, Akul. But I can tell you that this year's team has been extremely player-driven, and I would say very much led by our senior class. Our seniors have been outstanding all year from the moment they got back to campus in late August and made their statement that they wanted this team to be different than the last couple of teams. And they wrote out their own game plan for that, which including the young kids who were going to come in and help this program and to make sure everybody stayed on page. I think they've been an outstanding senior class, and I'll go as far as say they're one of our best senior classes. So I hope they can make a difference and give us a great postseason run.
Absolutely.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your next question is from Daniel Dess, Michigan Daily.
Hi, Coach Hutchins.
Hello.
Given that you've already played Nebraska and Illinois this year, do you consider that an advantage, having seen both potential quarterfinal matchups?
Well, obviously we'll be familiar with them, whether that's an advantage or not. We played Nebraska the first weekend out, and now this is past the last weekend out, and I have been following them. They're a much improved team. I think they've improved in all facets of their game. And, you know, we've played Illinois most recently, and we were 3-0 in that series. We were inches, and I mean small inches, from being 1-2 in that series. So both teams present a challenge because it's a one-game tournament, and we need to come in to be ready to play, period. Advantage or not, I don't see it. You can see it both ways or neither way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Angelique Chingelis, Detroit News.
Hey, Hutch. You mentioned, you know, the postseason, it's about being one big selfless amoeba. Do you find that, I mean, do teams reach that point at different points in the postseason, or do you feel it with this team that going in the postseason that maybe they're already there and being that selfless amoeba?
Well, yeah, you know, Angelique, honestly, I feel that from the minute we got back from our preseason travels, our team had kind of found its way through some really difficult early season games. And the seniors put the team on their back and said, you know, we're going to get this done. And they've done it for us on the field. And when somebody isn't getting it done, because inevitably every game some people are on and some aren't, they've picked each other up, they've stepped up for each other, and they've never quit. And this team has reminded me all season in our last 20, especially our last 20 games, that they're just one big selfless amoeba. And that's awesome what happens in postseason. We've been playing postseason ball for a good portion of the year.
Thank you.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Elise Miniker, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. Congratulations.
Hello. Thank you.
You've talked about that, especially to make deep runs in the postseason, you want that 1-2 in the pitching staff. Can you talk about the emergence of Scirocco and exactly what that gives you moving forward with Beaubien?
Well, you know, I have to say that Alex Scirocco has done the one thing all coaches enjoy, which is she gets better every week. And she has given us a whole different look. She's given us an added arm when we needed one. And we have needed that. And Megan's had some fantastic games, and she's had some games where we needed to give the teams a different look. And Scirocco has stepped it up, especially here in the last month. And going into the postseason, we're going to need it. So we're very pleased with her emergence, and I give the credit to her work ethic and really her complete trust in our pitching coach, Jim Brundage.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend down in Bloomington.
All right, thanks.